in a couple.
Right, yeah. We are talking comfort food. This is comfortable music.
So. Brian's going to put us to sleep.
Right. Thanks, Brian. I could use a nap.
It's too early for that. Before we get going on pasties, I just thought of something that is, I think, hysterical. And you know my wife very well. And when it comes to a vacation, there's no vacation she can't take, right? So we've got our airline tickets. We did this last minute. I mean, we were going to drive to Knoxville for the weekend, and it turned into a full-blown, full-budget Keys vacation.
Yeah.
And so we've got our tickets and all this, and you know, when you're getting ready for vacation, you kind of get jacked up anyway.
Well, sure you do. Yeah,
you're on jungle juice, right? So, well, that's when that ice storm hit. I mean, it was like Armageddon around here. It was
right.
Really
power's
incredible.
Out, trees are down, yeah, all that stuff.
Incredible. Yeah. So my driveway is very long, and
through the woods.
Yep, it's like 900 foot, and the power lines were down in our driveway. The utility poles were snapped off. Trees were snapped off. I've got big trees. These things are, it's like, I don't know how they ever cleaned it up, because I grabbed my bride and my suitcase, which is on wheels. We took one suitcase because we flew Allegiant, and they pimp you on the bags. So it's like, okay, let's fit it all into one.
Cheap ticket. Ooh, not so much anymore.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Right, yeah. $50. So we just, you know, we were just bringing trunks and T-shirts anyway. So we trekked through the woods to the neighbors where we had to stow a vehicle because we couldn't get back home that day.
Really?
So we went through the woods with our suitcase in the snow. Maureen took some pictures of me doing it. She apparently thought it was really funny as I'm struggling. And I wasn't wearing flip-flops. I did have some boots on.
Right.
But that was crazy.
Right. Yep, and
it
you
was
left
scary
it, and there were people that in our area that were out 5-6 days, and I don't know if they lost everything in their freezers and all that other stuff, but it was cold out, so you probably could put it outside and preserve it all.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't a heat wave.
Yeah, it wasn't a heat wave, but anyway, yeah, it was a mess, and you know what? It's always amazing to me that people come from all the other states to come up here and help us do this stuff when we have one of these, every, what, 2, 3, 4 years, we have one of these bad ice storms like that,
right.
And all of a sudden you got guys coming from everywhere, and it's like, They're like first responders for electricity.
Right. And our people go to the Carolinas a bunch when they get the hurricanes. So
right. Yep.
It's nice that they help each other out.
Yeah, it is.
So I get a phone call while we're gone. Dad, there's water spraying out everywhere in the basement. Your office is soaking wet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So he said, I shut the water off to the house. And we were still without power.
So it got a little cold.
Oh, no.
Place.
The power had gone back on by then. 5 days, no power. So we get our power back on. A water line breaks.
Right.
And it was the little rubber hose to the humidifier. It just got a crack in it. It was weird. I've never seen a PEX tubing do this. But it was just spraying a nice amount of water, not, you know, enough to drown you. But it had been going on for the whole day while he was at work. And, yeah.
Wow.
So I have, I'm getting a text right now from the water Chad Sutorp at this water reclamation place. They're going there now because he wet backed it up and everything, but the damage is bad.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That sucks.
That's what we're doing.
Well, that'll make you want to put ketchup on your pasty, right?
Well, I was thinking of being conciliatory and talking about gravy.
Well, it's up to you, man. That's how you like your pasty. So what is a pasty? Because I'm sure a lot of people know, but there might be some that don't.
Yeah, and this isn't grill food. This is in the oven. And I don't think you want to put it in your smoker either, just because it's kind of the holy grail of Uper food. and if you can't make a pie crust, it's okay to get the Pillsbury.
Pre-made ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Right.
They're kind of pricey. They're $1 a piece probably.
Yep.
But, I mean, when you consider the fillings in a pasty aren't that pricey. So what is a pasty? It looks like a burrito.
You know what I think it is? It's the stromboli of pot pies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you get a pizza, you fold it together and seal the edges. They call it a stromboli. You got a pot pie, you fold it together and seal the edges. You got a pasty.
Yes,
kind of.
Right. So picture your mom making a pie, and she's got the big round crust out. And if you drew a line down the center of it, top to bottom, and you put a mixture on the left, and you folded the right side over to it, and then you curled up that edge around the other side
yep.
And baked it. And my mom always put took her knife and put slats on the top just like a pie.
Right.
And you bake it like for about a little over an hour
yep.
at 350. And it's
could have a variety of stuff in it too, right?
It can. Yep, it can. And I'm a purist, as you know. So my family's from the west end of the UP, and they have a certain way they make them. Now, when you get over to the east end, they have their way.
Right.
And we all think we're right all the time. Just like pizzas,
So let's compare and contrast east to west.
Okay, so the way my mother and my family made them was, and my grandma's, was cubed potatoes, ground venison or ground beef or a mixture, and chopped up rutabaga,
right.
and onion, and right. then salt and pepper.
Right.
And then you make that mixture, you put your load on it, you pull the thing
over. Yep.
And you know, the cool thing, reading the history of it, people say they're finished. They're not finished.
They're just beginning.
They come from England. They come from Cornwall, England. And that's where all the miners from the UP came from, because when they found the copper and the ore up there, they needed some miners, and all they had was a bunch of Swedes and Finns, and all they did was cut trees down.
Right.
Right? And made log houses. So they brought in all these Cornishmen, and that's where the pasties came over. So that big crust that comes around to the side, the cool history I read on this was they made them like that, and they made that big crust on the side kind of big because these guys would slide them in their coveralls when they go down in the mine to keep it warm, because apparently it's quite cold in a mine.
Right, yeah. About 55 degrees once you get so far down, right?
And you're pitch black if you're mining coal or anything. You're filthy, and your hands are filthy. And they didn't have rubber gloves back then or safety helmets or any of that
stuff. Or a face mask even.
Right.
Yeah.
So when it came time to eat, they could slide that out of – they probably had it in a newspaper or something like that – slide it out of their coveralls, and they'd grab that crust with their dirty hand, and they'd eat the whole thing. And then they would chuck the crust and feed the rats that were down there.
Oh.
They liked having the rats in the mine because when the rats were scurrying, they knew it was time to get out, and they couldn't afford parakeets.
Right, yeah, for the air?
Right.
Is that what you're after? Yeah, right.
So they fed those crusts to the rats.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
It is.
It's funny what you can learn if you read.
Right.
I'm just amazed at reading.
Yeah. That whole internet thing's pretty crazy, man. But so the East End then.
Okay. They don't do rutabaga, they do carrots.
Okay.
And that is Bravo Sierra.
So again, you
want to tip me off, put carrots in.
Right. I've had chicken in them. And I've had ground beef
in
them.
You know, now they're getting crazy. You can do anything. And I think that's cool.
Right. Yep.
And even gravy.
And we got a friend. If you're in mid-Michigan, we got a friend over in a little burg called Saranac that he's got a pasty shop over there. Tony Baumgartner is his name, and Vicky's Pasty Shop. And he's been affiliated with the show for many, many years.
His logo's still on our website.
Right. But Vicky's makes these things. If you don't want to make them, you can go over there. Saranac's only three blocks. You can't miss him.
Okay, and here's why I love theirs. Theirs are very much like the West End.
Right.
Except he grew up in Iron Mountain, and they actually mix a little ground pork in with their beef because they have an Italian influence there.
There you go.
It's all ethnic.
It doesn't matter, does it? Coming up next, maybe some Southern Mac, and everything's better with bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back.